And as long as we can get to the truth.
Testing, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Check, 1, 2. This is Mr. Nobody.
Episode 24.
Coming to you live. Semi-alive.
Yeah.
What shall we talk about today?
Confess.
I've been doing these weekly shows during the plague. They've been forcing me to deal with playing real time because they're live. You learn from live
playing.
There's nowhere to hide. Naked.
You have to deal with the material.
In doing so, I've been able to identify areas
where
I need more proficiency.
Yeah.
Speed. You don't have to play fast.
Fast playing, that could be nice.
It's about knowing
where you are and where you're going.
Isn't that interesting? It's about knowing where you are
and where you're going.
Yeah.
Feeling.
There's that word again.
The experience.
And as long as we can get to the truth.
There's that word again.
I have won a couple awards.
For this and that.
But it didn't really matter. It's always about getting back to the work and doing the stuff you're not good at.
The stuff you're not good at.
Yeah.
It's about the stuff you're not good at.
That's where the magic is.
That's where the fun is.
So in doing these weekly live shows, I realized
I need to have
a better grasp
of
reflexive playing,
where
the changes come and I
just
have the reflexes to handle them. Here's where the hard and easy part come together. That if you know,
I'll put it in the context of myself.
When I know
what I have to do
based on my experience in order to make myself better.
There's that word again.
Interesting pieces of language.
There's that word again.
We don't often discuss or talk about things like
I want to make myself better.
Musicians, at least in my mind, do seem to talk about that. Or strive for. I want to
be better.
I want to be better. We don't always discriminate between being better as a player.
The truth.
Just the idea of being better in just a general way.
If you're even at a place in your life
where
you can even conceive of what the next betterment of your musicianship might be, that's a good place.
You know.
That's a good place.
That's what you can preoccupy yourself with. That's what you can do. You wouldn't even have that thought if you didn't see that possibility.
There's that word again.
Yeah.
Seeing the target. Knowing that there's a target out there is even sometimes enough to drive me forward. I think we're all fairly similar to each other.
Yeah.
I think some of us have given up on ourselves or on life or on betterment. We don't have a context in which betterment is alive in us.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for being a musician.
Guitarist.
Yeah.
To me, the connection of the voice and the instrument are the same. Equal connection.
There's that word again.
Yeah.
It's hard to
sing that material.
It takes a lot of concentration to sing the material,
yeah,
to hear it in your mind, and it has to come from your mind.
Confess.
Your mind.
It's pretty weird because it's chemical. Hearing things in your mind.
Yeah.
At least for me.
The idea of having an activity or a life maybe it's even something deeper like lifestyle.
Yeah.
Where
your commitment to self-improvement is somehow the currency of your value.
the idea of becoming better is what drives the car.
Yeah.
And as long as we can get to the truth.
Here's that word again. Confess. Yeah.
I've had people in my own life who have claimed not to have something that they felt passionate enough about to commit to in order to see themselves improve through. I always found that a bit hard to understand.
I've always either found something to get better at or had this powerful desire.
Yeah.
Since I was a
10-year-old.
To play an instrument.
And I don't come from a family that placed any value on being a musician.
Yeah.
It's interesting how I just knew it to be the coolest thing, the deepest experience.
Yeah.
But somehow music was just much too powerful to ignore. And when I first started experiencing the thoughts that I could have where that was what I focused on.
Yeah.
It's pretty liberating. I mean, it was also difficult. Hard work. Things that didn't quite go right.
Yeah.
For example, for years, I tried to be successful commercially. The reason for that is commercial success have it, at least in my mind, they have some financial
security.
I
always thought
the worst thing is to be so broke that you can't fulfill your inner vision.
Yeah.
Toiling.
Without being able to free the music inside of yourself.
Yeah.
It gets a little tricky because a lot of people I have met in my journey, musically and otherwise, have been concerned primarily with self-worshipping.
Self-worshipping.
Bewitched with themselves. Mistaking the power of the art form with their own personal
importance.
Yeah.
And sometimes those people got a leg up on me.
Yeah.
You know, people that were furious self-promoters. I tried my hand at it myself. Well, what would it be like if I really tried to put out my music, my vision of the world? And I've even been in press situations in my tiny career, having to
talk about myself.
And it just felt so fake. It seemed to be missing the point. Making it about the self rather than about the art form.
Yeah.
I understand, as an artist, how difficult it is to balance self-promotion, presenting ourselves as a commodity.
But that stuff,
although it's important, if it becomes the focus, it disrupts the flow, the spiritual nature of art. A few people are truly deserving of their success. Probably most other people
are just fortunate.
So dig in to the work, to the expression, the inspiration. Don't worry about the other bullshit, about how you look, who knows your name. Fuck that shit.
Here's that word again.
wasn't good enough.
Visionary.
Ecstatic reality. Reality. Wild connection. Freely speak.
It's the effect that you feel you've had on people you love.
I submitted myself.
You don't think about yourself.
There's that word again.
Starts to happen.
Confess indicates crime.
Ironically.
Paradoxically.
Cannot be manufactured or pretended. Speak.
There's that word again.
Tell a lot about a person by what they laugh at.
Confess.
Drug use confess. For people who confess. Murder. You know.
Where?
On heroin.
About my son.
I think he knew. In the moment, trying to find words.
I didn't.
Pretty weird. I have vices. I have had some fairly destructive vices. I understand what it's like to be addicted. Out of control.
Watching myself.
Don't do this. Do it anyway. Drinking took over
for a couple years.
That was fucking scary. I think I had a sex addiction. All my behavior around how I was involved with sex was weird, compulsive, destructive. Sex is a powerful medicator.
There's that word again.
It would get complicated, but that didn't stop my sex addiction.
I'm sure all of this stuff played into
my story and my son's story.
Confess indicates crime.
I made changes. Well, now that I'm saying it, the changes I made in my life brought upon through close calls and shaming.
Shaming. It's just a fact. Getting arrested.
Confess.
This is not for me.
Shame. It's a bad word right now, especially in drug rehab culture. But if it wasn't for shame, I never would have turned away from things that were harming me and harming my family, harming my children. Real, deep, and valuable messaging It wasn't judgment. It was feedback. Real fucking feedback.
This whole bullshit about getting into a cycle of the law and understanding really what that is and why it is was very important. It was my philosophy study that showed me how to think things through.
How to reason.
And not just justify.
Big difference.
If you seek the truth of a matter,
there's that word again.
It's quite different than saying, this is my truth. Whenever I hear somebody say that, I know what they're saying probably wouldn't fly.
All too often, it seems like the term my truth
is used as code
for bullshit behavior, bad reasoning. At least it was whenever I used it.
I'm not sure if that means that there's truth with a capital T of overriding absolute truth. I think there is a lot more subtlety, but that there's also a need for a person to really know if their actions are moral.
If their choices
are ethical. Maybe that's a better way of saying it, because whenever we talk about morality, it seems to get snagged up in religion. Ethics is morality, that which is right and wrong.
It's the same thing.
Semantics. Does morality come from some absolute supernatural being, or is it something that we can determine based on how we would feel if something was perpetrated against us or against somebody that we love? That's a very surefire way to decide that theft is wrong or that murder is wrong. I'm talking about straight up, felt like murdering somebody, couldn't control your anger, or you got into activities that required you, I was going to say necessitated the murder, because the people that you're dealing with are equally as shitty as you are. I'm jumping around. These things are not easy to navigate. These conversations are not simple. For me, they're the most difficult conversations I have.
Or would have had.
Yeah.
What's right, what's wrong, and why, and why, and why, and why, and why, and why, and why.
Something I couldn't have done without.
What is your mind? What you felt, how you felt through your life. And the other, maybe more powerful, is the effect that you feel you've had on people you love. People you love.
So do you have something in your life that you can use to gauge your betterment? Some activity, some compass that clearly shows you whether or not you're growing. I tried to give my son the things that I found, and maybe that was a mistake on my part, where I tried to groom him to be some other version of myself. I think I'm hitting on a very difficult truth.
Confess.
For me, the activities that gave me some gauging were the guitar and a few other things. Things that offered me clear representations and rewards based on the effort that I put into it.
For example,
I've known many actors
who
were very
upset with themselves.
Having worked with them closely
and seen their
skill,
I was able to determine that it was because they had no real way to gauge how they were improving or progressing. They lacked some tool for measurement, and the guitar has always given me that. And I tried to give that to my son. An anchor. To use that as an anchor and also as a boat. Isn't that interesting? It's both an anchor and something that's moving. I do feel grateful. I feel grateful for being alive and being able to be a musician and especially a guitarist. And there's millions of guitar players, so I'm sure it's nothing you haven't heard before, but to hold the instrument, to hear it, to feel it, put sounds together. I hear it in other people. I see the love, the anchor, the boat. And it's kept me from crime, from too much addiction, because anytime I was too caught up, my playing suffered enormously. In a weird way, it's been my morality. Being honest with myself about my ignorance or need for betterment, need for improvement. Maybe that's not the right word, need. Opportunity. My opportunity to better myself. I'm speaking to my son. This is material that I would not easily have been able to talk to him about, but I would have. Every day is strange. I train hard because it's better than hurting people, stealing from people, lying to myself, causing suffering, perpetuating ignorance. I wish I could be speaking with him, soul to soul, eyes to eyes, heart to heart. My mind is mind.
Confess indicates crime.
I sometimes feel that my son was murdered and that he was the murderer. We as a species demand justice. Jackdaws, a kind of crow, have generational recognition of a person who harmed one of their species, one of their kin. The offspring of those birds will continue to hate that individual, not trust him, even if they just saw him shaking a black rag and it wasn't even a bird. That's how powerful the DNA of justice is sewn into our being. I would say that's not supernatural. It doesn't come from a deity. It is mysterious in some way how it is so deeply woven into us earthlings. So I'm conflicted because my son, whom I love, I can't even break down that word and find a metaphor. My son is the murderer of my son. I can't help but feel that it's because he lost some sense of that anchor and that boat, the good anchor, a good boat. A dear friend sent me pictures of my son that she took when she visited me years ago and recently sent me those photographs, and I still can't open them. I remember the day. It plays in my mind like a movie. And I'm afraid.
Maybe more powerful is the effect that you feel you've had on people you love.
I'm not going to feel bad about grieving. I'm not going to beat myself up anymore about grieving and missing him. And I do feel that there's an injustice. I just don't know who to blame. Sometimes I blame myself or him or the drug dealers or some of his friends or his mother. How could this happen? So I feel a great sadness when I grow, and these weekly gigs are allowing me to grow. And when I see myself growing and getting better and being able to measure that by saying, holy shit, I can play through that tune now, what have you, it makes me sad. Isn't that strange?
The truth.
The thing that was my anchor, my boat, makes me sad. Makes me feel like I'm getting farther away from him on my journey. We were playing tunes together. We were just starting to play a lot together. Do you know what it's like to lose something like that?
The truth.
He's the one who told me. Dad, you have to start jiu-jitsu.
started the week after he died. I can't explain this to anybody. My favorite things were bundled up in that young man. My identity, my happiness. I know what it's like to love something more than the good things. I know what it's like to love getting high more than playing the guitar. I also know where it's taken me, which was nowhere. I woke up from those dreams saying, holy shit, I've lost so much time. Do you have something in your life to anchor yourself and a good vehicle to sail away on? That'll take you away from crime and deceit and early death. Some people close to me tell me that I blame him too much, that he didn't know what he was doing. And I say, yeah, he did. And he knew it was wrong. Mr. Nobody. Out.
Quiet yourself down. Too many words and the meaning will drown. Head right over heels with thorns in your crown and blood on your wheels. You gave up your freedom the day you made a sound. Turned upside down, lost again at sea, lashed to a raft while the universe laughed, crying like a child, nursed by the wolves, speechless and wild. Don't see the rocks on the shore. You've swallowed the sea, but you're still wanting more. Spiraling down, it's 3 in the morning. Drunk as a clown, full of threats and dis-ease. You used to be the only rose in the garden. You used to be the only star in the sky. Turn yourself around. No one can save you, bewitched in your cave. The shadows on the and welcome your fall. The bridges that you burned and the world you betrayed still await your return. The shadows on the the bridges that you burn.